Can you present yourself?
Yeah, my name is Frank Lopez, and I run a website called Submedia.
How long have you been doing Submedia? Your website.
The website?
Submedia, I guess, overall.
Yeah, Submedia, since 94, I wanted to do a multimedia project about marijuana. Back then, I was a big marijuana activist, and I did a CD-ROM that told the story, but the story about the hemp plant and the marijuana plant that doesn't get put out there on the mainstream media. And I was trying to basically continue on the work of Jack Harar and other underground publishers, but actually bring it outside of the book format into a multimedia format. So, long story short, the group that I created was called Subversive Media, and after some prodding with some friends, we shortened it down to Submedia, and we've been creating media ever since.
And the webpage. I guess the webpage and the video podcast.
Right. Webpage went up like 99, 2000, and if you really want to see some embarrassing shit, just go to the archive.org and click on the Wayback Machine, and you can actually look about how shitty the website was. And it was not just political stuff. We were also producing music videos for our local bands in Atlanta and doing all kinds of other stuff. And video on the internet back then was in its infancy, but we were definitely like in love with that. So after 9/11 happened, I think that we kicked things into a little higher gear. I started doing crime thinking inspired films around 2003, and in 2006, in November of 2006, I started doing It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. And so that's really kept me busy for the past 4 years.
How and why do you keep doing Submedia?
Partly it's for my own sanity. I feel like I need to get things off my chest on a regular basis, and it's certainly an outlet for me to do that. But also, I feel that video is a very powerful medium, and I can deliver radical information very cheaply to a large audience. I think that it's absolutely necessary that radical media keeps being out there and also being not to give myself some props, but also being somewhat of a quality nature and not sloppy or crappy, but there's some heart and some creativity and some love put into that as well.
Tonight, that was a presentation. It's the End of the World as We Know It. I Feel Fine. The show produced by The Stimulator.
Uh-huh.
Can you talk about the history of this show first?
I used to work for a radio TV show called Democracy Now! In New York City. And when I stopped working for them, I learned a whole lot with that team. But I also felt that they present news from an angle that is very important. But I felt that there was not a lot of news outlets out there where they were presenting truly radical news, movement news, and news about the environment. And so I wanted to kind of merge those two things that really interest me, the environment and radical movements, and start creating the show.
Rochester Indie Media. Hi, Dawn with Rochester Indie Media's Indie TV, and we have a treat today. We're here with Frank Lopez from submedia.tv, The Stimulator. So we're going to figure out who The Stimulator is, because this is the face behind The Stimulator. Here it is.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Rochester.
Thanks for coming, Frank.
Thanks for having
Rochester.
Me.
Rochester.
So exciting.
It is exciting. All right, so tell us, we want to know all about you, the project, The Stimulator. How did this come about, and what is it? How do you explain it to people? It's hilarious, it's fun, it's political. We know that, but in your words.
Actually, the name of the show, it's The End of the World as We Know It, and I Feel Fine, inspired by an R.E.M. song of the same title. And it's end of the world news, lots of natural disasters, high oil prices, food riots, but also news from the front lines of the resistance, people who are doing eco-activisms, people who go to protests, people who do direct action, and followed by usually a musical break and then ending with commentary or an interview with a person that I really admire.
Mm-hmm.